Hey and hello, here's stories and stuff. Yeah, sometimes stories and sometimes stuff. This is Joy Bubbles, your storyteller here in Minneapolis. Looking forward to Sunday, February 4th. Me and my dear friend Juliet will be spending an hour on KFAI radio at 3 o'clock just talking and telling stories and who knows what. Then I'm sure that hour will go fast and I'll find out what stories I'm going to tell after I've told them, I guess. Well, have you ever had a dream that just doesn't seem to go away? You have it over and over, year after year. I had one like that from the time I was like 3 or 4 and maybe for, I don't know, almost 40 years. It was that I was being born. And during that time, the thing I most remember was that these people there were washing the baby goo, as I called it when I was 3, off me. There was special goo that comes on a baby. And I didn't really know in real life there was actually such thing, but it was in my dream. It was, I called it baby goo. And it was felt real good on me, and I wanted it, most of it to stay. But they kept washing and washing until it was all off. And I heard the sound of it going down the drain, and I was wishing I had words, please, please don't wash it off. It's mine, I want it, I need it, please don't. And it hurt my skin after it was gone. And it was gone forever, and I wanted it so bad, and I would wake up crying almost. And I kept having that over and over. Have you ever had a dream like that that just keeps happening? Well, one morning my phone rang, and a lady says, hello, hi Joy Bubbles, I've read some articles about you and everything. You know, we're having a home birth here, and we hear how you like to play, and I would love to have for my little one, you know, at birth or so to have some people playing, some little kids and a big kid like you, just for the vibes and the energy in the room and everything. I think it would be a good thing to be born into if you could come. So I was delighted. A home birth, wow. And the mother, she planned to probably give a whirlpool bath. It was a great big pool that she had rented, and it was all kind of hooked up with warm water, and she was going to be down in for Timothy to be born into. It was really big. And she had a few ladies, different people. A couple of them were play ladies for us kids. It was like 3 kids. And then she had one that would be helping her with the baby. Well, there was a couple of those, actually. One was called a doula, D-O-U-L-A, kind of a baby helper and a birth helper. And it's always fun to learn new words, you know. And so it was exciting. And so the day that the person was due, at that time we didn't know what his or her name would be, but the baby was due on that kind of on that particular day. But you know how babies are. They will, you know, they come on their own time, I guess. I could have gone home, but I decided to spend the night, you know, because some of the other kids did too. And I went down. I decided I wanted to kind of lie right down on the floor because she had kind of a warm floor in a part of the basement. It was leather, of all things. I'd never seen a leather floor. So I went and lay down on that, and, you know, it was kind of early in the morning. It was happening. And one little girl, she was very, very excited and inquisitive about everything. She was 3 years old. And she got right up on the mother's bed with her to watch. Really, really good. It turned out at the last minute, the mother decided not to do the whirlpool bath after all. And she said, we could play. And you know what? She said, since it's way out of the way there in the other room, you can splash in it as much as you want. If a lot of water goes on the floor, that's all right. Don't worry about it. And so we played and splashed and sung and laughed and all kinds of stuff. But when Timothy was coming, turned out to be Timothy, we got out and were very close and witnessing the birth. There was even like a joy smell almost in the air, kind of a smell that wasn't exactly a smell, but an inner feeling the vibes in that room, for the energy was so high, and I can't even describe it. And then the little girl that was three was watching closely, and she hollered to her mother, "Mommy, Mommy, this is how I comed out. This is how I comed out. You know, when I was real little, I wasn't really that small, was I?" "Yeah, honey, you sure were. Yes, sweetheart, you were that small." "That's the way I came out," she said again. "And you know, they're so small, you have to really take care of babies. When I grow up, I'm going to have babies, and I'm going to take really, really good care of them because they're so small and they could be hurted." I loved the way she talked. Her parents were doing what they call unschooling, where you just start school at birth and you just sort of learn from life. You do all kinds of things, you know. Maybe if you want to learn about checkbooks and stuff, you go to the bank. And as the kid gets older, they help you fill out deposit slips and everything. And even when they're young, you sort of let them watch and explain things as you're doing them. And when you go buy a car, they're kind of with you, sort of helping and all kinds of stuff. And school started right when that little girl was born. Well, as Timothy had come out, and we were holding hands and stuff, and I don't know, a song came out. I don't remember a lot of it, but it was something like, "Welcome to the world, my friend, welcome to the world. You have lots of friends around you, and there's all the love you need. Lots and lots of people love you. You have all the love you need. So welcome to this big, wonderful world. Welcome to the world. Welcome to the world, my friend. There's all the love you need. Bless you!" And it just sort of went on, and we were hugging and swaying and laughing and crying. And then the T-shirt I'm wearing right now, actually, I put it on to tell this story. The T-shirt, she said, the Timothy's mother said, "Here, lift up that shirt a little bit, honey, sweetheart." And so I lifted it up, and she said, "I got a gift for you." And right against my heart, she put a little bit of Timothy's baby goo. And then she put a little bit more. And right on my chest, "There, that's your baby goo." And I sat down, and she said, "Tell me again about your baby goo." And I told her about the dream, and I said, "Yeah, there was even one time when I had to go get a shot, and I asked the nurse, is there really such thing as baby goo, and is there a grown-up word for it?" I think I was about four then. And she said, "Well, yes, there is. It's like almost like coal cream." I didn't quite know what coal cream was at the time, but she said, "It is really nice, you know. And what's the grown-up word? How do you spell it?" And she said, "Well, it's vernix, but I think I know how to spell it, but let me look it up just so I'll make sure I do it right." And she got this big book, had all kinds of doctor words in it, and I wanted her to read me the whole thing, but she said, "No, I can only do one today." But she actually ended up reading me two, because she said, "The baby goo is called Vernix caseosa, V-E-R-N-I-X-C-A-S-E-O-S-A. And I said, "Is that two words or one?" And she said, "Two. Oh, you know about that." And she said, "Are you going to remember that?" And I said, "Yeah, and I'm so happy that you spelled it. I won't even say ow when you give me the shot." And she said, "Well, you can still say ow if you want." But I said, "Not when I got to learn a word I wanted to know for 1,000 years. So she gave me the shot, and I didn't say ow. But, you know, as we were about to leave, I said, "I think I'll say ow now." And so just as we were walking out of the building, I said real loud, "Ow!" So I did get my ow in after all, just maybe about 10 or 15 minutes after the shot. But I always remembered about baby goo. And I'll always remember Timothy's mother putting that baby goo on my chest when I was wearing the T-shirt that says, "Children should be seen, heard, and believed." And you know what? It's been about 15 years since Timothy's birth, and I haven't had that dream since. I don't know why. Don't know why a dream that I had so many years would stop after Timothy's mother put it on my chest. And I sat on the floor and cried over it, and I was so happy. Life has a lot of mysteries in it, doesn't it? And some miracles. No matter how many times a baby is born, I still think it's a miracle. And so did that little girl that was three. That's the way I came out, Mommy. And Mother said, yeah, everybody does. So, celebrate the miracles. Look around. There's some amazing things. Take care of yourself and take care of each other and find some time to play. Bye for now.
At the tone, please record a voice message.